Hi, this is Jenny White, the host of the Business Growth Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives to learn best practices, how to grow your business from a variety of different industries and verticals. Anyone and everyone can get knowledge from this show, and we're excited to have you here. Hey, everybody. This is Jenny White with the Business Growth Podcast. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking with Sean Marasa, and he is the CEO and chairman of the International DSM Group, which is a pretty cool global company that's working in the commodities space. And he's going to be sharing with us some stories today. So, Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much. We were just talking. I'm so impressed with the team that you have. With a small team of just five folks, you're able to actually deal with work all across the world. You're working in China and Europe and Greece and Turkey. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the story behind DSM and the type of work and service that you folks provide to the entire world?
Okay. Like I mentioned, we started the company in August 1997 as an LLC, and we incorporated in August of 2007. And since then, we have been able to manage with other companies, other entities, to sign a joint venture with them and work in different parts of the world in petroleum and crude oil and petrochemical product, which we are basically doing the physical trading of the product. And our next goal, the future goal, is in a few years to actually build a small refinery. It plans to produce mineral spirit. And in Europe, they call it white spirit. And those are is a derivative from the petroleum. It's a petrochemical product that it used in different variety of the industry. And another one will be, that would be done most likely in Houston, Texas, and the other one will be done in Calgary, Canada, which is it would be a production of urea. Urea is basically the name of the fertilizer, and fertilizer are used, 90% of farmers, they use fertilizers or even more. And it's going to be a huge production, and it's going to take a few years to finish the construction. Right now, we're in the middle of the studies and business plan and how to manage to do the networking and engineering and all that at the moment. But as I told you, right now, we're at the point of doing the trades and physical trading. And what we do is basically purchase from one entity and sell it to a buyer, and we call it either reseller or a distributor or a exit buyer or an end burner is the person who actually uses the fuel. For instance, crude oil is only used by the refineries. No one else is buying it unless they're a reseller or a distributor. And same as the jet fuel or diesel or any other products, you sell the jet fuels either to the airlines, which is extremely difficult. You have to be a vendor with them, or you sell it to the resellers who have contracts with them. And that's about it. That's what we do at the moment.
What is the mineral spirit, the whites? What is that used for? What's the use
mineral
case for that?
Spirit, if you look at your furniture, what they use on top of it to make it shiny, and even in the clothing, if you have a logo on the t-shirt or something, that would not stick on the cotton if they don't use mineral spirit, which allows it to attached to the cotton or the actual clothing. And also they use it to remove grease from the engines or even nail polish for the ladies, or even makeups. They use it. They have three types of mineral spirit, type 1, 2, 3, that
right.
They use different. It's a derivative that they use it in different.
Okay. Interesting. I think most people don't realize all the different uses and purposes of what we consider fossil fuels. And we were talking about, you know, everyone says, oh, EV and alternative energy and renewable energy and clean energy. But there are so many byproducts that utilize, you know, fossil fuels. And you were just even saying even the paint and everything that's in this room behind me. And, you know, just there's it's a ever evolving product line that will come out of this one commodity.
Exactly. For instance, if you have a metal, like anything that has is made of metal, if you do not actually use the paint, which is completely comes from petrochemical product, it would corrode because metal and the water, it takes 6 months to destroy it completely. So if you don't use any petrochemical product to cover and protect from the water would destroy everything, including wood, metal, anything that you can think of. It has to be used by protection of petrochemical product. And also, if you think of electrical high voltage, if you do not isolate the isolated, we will get electrocuted by petrochemical product, which is plastics and, you know, the chargers, the in the wall, the cables, and even the cables, high cables that they come from the utility company to the houses, and all the plastic piping that you use in the bathroom, everything. So I can't think of like, it's like that.
You can't think of what's not made of it. Well, that's amazing. We were talking a little bit earlier about the international team that you have and the countries that you touch through your business. And we were talking about one person on your team speaks Greek and English. Another person speaks Chinese and English. Another person speaks Spanish and English. And then I think you even said you have someone that speaks Hungarian. So Hungarian. It's just so impressive how much of the world you can touch with a crew of essentially five people. How did you acquire this team?
When you get involved with different projects. So let's say I had a project. I was trying to work with a team before the war in Ukraine from Ukraine, and we were gonna buy crude oil from West Africa. And the person who I know in Greece, he was part of the Zoom call and part of the conversation. And then we clicked and we started talking to each other, and we did a few projects together, and we realized it's better to join at the same time. And it's the same person from China. I did a few projects with her, and I realized that she's an expert in China, and she speaks Chinese, and the Chinese buyers are very, very much into speaking in Chinese and using their own Chinese person because they trust them more and they listen to them more. So if that person vouch and has a credibility to work with our company, so that's the positive and benefit of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joint venture.
Yeah. And then you formed strategic partnerships in the same way too, basically, right? With all right. These different utilizing people across the world. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So your plans coming up, how soon did you think you were going to be working on the refinery aspect?
Right now we have done all the business plan and financial analysis, and the paperworks are done. And actually, we have talked to a few engineering firms. Based off the doing a construction is we have to make sure the engineering is perfect so we can actually go to the next level. So the next level would be the funding for the project and finding a right land and location, because strategically has to be somewhere that you could use a port to transport the fuel to elsewhere, and maybe by the railroad, somewhere. So we're working on that at the moment, and the construction is usually take about 2 years for the mineral spirit, which we call it in US, or the white spirit, and also For the urea, it takes about 3 years because that's a very, very large facility, which will produce 1 million metric ton per year of fertilizer.
Wow, that's a lot.
Which comes from natural gas. Mm-hmm. And the reason we decided to use Canada, because Canada has a lot of natural gas that they actually sell it for super cheap, because you cannot contain natural gas. You either have to export it and sell it, or you have to burn it. So in the government of Canada is willing to work with us and give us subsidiaries and so many different way of doing business with them, like which is beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, keep us posted on the refinery. That's a huge undertaking. Are you thinking about doing it down here near the port of Los Angeles?
Houston.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Houston, very interesting. Well, Sean, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate sharing your story and this amazing company that's fueling the world, basically. So if folks want to get in touch with you, should they find you on LinkedIn? I'll include your LinkedIn link as well on the description for this podcast. So it's Sean Marassa. It's Marassa. And you can find him on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for your time today, Sean.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.